Well, it used to be a country home, but look at how this city has grown. The smell of the summer fields is gone, and the concrete covers up the lawn that stretched out to the water long ago. The McBride estate will not be back. Instead, the elevated track cries day and night when trains come and go. There beside the Argyle stop, in a one-room home up toward the top, an old man that I never knew lived lonelier than me or you, and he sang his time a little out of tune. Sadness cut him like a knife. His friends had fallen from his life and left him all too soon in the McBride Argyle station furnished rooms. Strangers walking in the halls, down the street the tavern calls to those who run from memories and live within an old and lonely world. He'd fallen down and lost his cane. He feared that he couldn't walk again. His drunken mind had spun like smoke, and the wet sidewalk began to soak in through his clothes, but no one saw him there. And then sometime in the dawning hour, when light and hope begin to flower, he found the strength to rise alone, walk that mile-long block back home, greeted only by the gloom of the McBride Argyle station furnished rooms. Strangers walking in the halls, down the street the tavern calls to those who run from memories and live within an old and lonely world. If you'd seen him lying there, I hope you'd have had the time to care and not felt so clean or felt so good or been too scared in that neighborhood to help a man that needs you more than most. Don't cut him off like a weed grown wild. He's a star, he's a diamond, he's the Savior's child. He's the same as me and you, except for all the loving we've been through.